Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the mayor of Reno for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program the mayor of Reno, Hillary Sheevy. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Yeah, thank you so much. Wasn't too long ago.
Well, it was the race.
Well,
I've been trying for 7 months
right.
to get you on here.
I know, right?
You're a busy lady, yeah. And I know that.
Yeah, actually 9 months now. Can you believe it? Almost a year in office.
Stunning.
Boy, how time flies.
And what do you think?
It's fascinating. It's exciting. Certainly, this is an incredible time to live in Reno. So, you know, I feel like I'm really blessed.
What's the difference between being a council person and being the mayor?
Wow, that is a great question, because quite honestly, when I think back of, you know, about the Supreme Court ruling and things like that, it's night and day. I will tell you what, it is night and day. Before, as a council member, I think, not that you fly under the radar, but I don't think you have sort of the exposure that you do as the mayor. Let me tell you, when you're the mayor, everything is your fault. Everything.
And do you start like every day at 6 a.m. at a breakfast, and then you're at a dinner the same night?
I mean, oftentimes it really is. It's the schedule is pretty grueling. It's go 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 go. There aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done.
Have you called Mayor Bob Cashel, former Mayor Bob Cashel, and said, okay, I get it now?
Yeah. Well, we definitely have a mutual understanding of, you know, how the schedule can really be demanding. But not only, you know, for that, I mean, certainly in your private life, too, right?
Do you have one?
No. I don't. But, you know, that's okay. I mean, it's like I said, it's such an exciting time to be in Reno. And so I couldn't think of being anywhere else.
All right. I want to change to a topic you brought up just before we started talking here on the air, which is you just went to visit Twitter and Uber. What was that all about?
Right. So I just got back from Conference of Mayors. That's an incredible conference, because you can really collaborate with all the different mayors from around the country. And you're literally sitting there with big mayors such as the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, and Mayor de Blasio, and these mayors that really have had a lot of experience and really understand a lot of the same issues that you go through. true. We kind of just laugh. You just sort of add another zero in their city. but we had a great time. We were in San Francisco. Mayor Edley hosted the conference, and it was really incredible. So we got to take different tours of Uber, Twitter, just really exciting things that are happening. And obviously, you know, it was funny because the mayors that are really connected to technology sort of gravitated together. Mayor Sinks from Cupertino, who we call the Apple Mayor. And so then people started calling me the Tesla Mayor. So that was kind of interesting that we could all sort of share stories and share, what kind of role technology plays in our city and the differences.
Okay, and what role does it play now?
Well, it's kind of interesting because ours is very different than those other cities because they're really having to limit their growth. So they really come in and look at these technology companies and literally can, you know, choose through 10 of them and say, hey, what are you going to be able to do in our city? So, I mean, they really limit the growth there. And so here, we're kind of much more open and saying, hey, we have room to build and we really want you here. So there, they're very limited by their real estate. So here in Reno, we've become an ideal place for the climate, for technology.
Okay. When you were running for mayor, you were telling me that, and a group that you were speaking in front of, I was moderating a debate, that there were a lot of companies that you were excited about that you couldn't talk about at that time. Are there some that you can talk about now?
Usually they're like, sign this NDA.
Right, I understand.
We've had a lot of great companies come in, like Clear Capital. They were actually in Truckee, but I think they're a very exciting technology company. I think you're going to see some big things out of other big technology names. I can't name the names that are already here in town. I mean, as we know, Tesla is going to double their growth. So I think you're going to see some more growth from some big players that we already have in town.
Okay, let me go back to the Tesla thing. So there's been discussion about them doubling the size of the mm-hmm. Gigafactory, which at this point is 5 million square feet.
Right.
Do you believe that they're going to double that to a second factory of the same size?
I believe it. Yeah, I do. I think they will. They really have become a major player in energy and other things besides cars. So I think they're certainly one to watch.
It was interesting. I've got a question here to ask you about the Tesla effect, but if you're being called Mayor Tesla, that pretty much says that's something. Was that universal? I mean, did Bill de Blasio say congratulations mm-hmm. on getting Tesla?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of buzz, certainly, surrounding Reno right now. It really is exciting. I'm really sort of surprised when these big mayors are talking about Reno. That's kind of, it's interesting to see. And certainly they look at, you know, what are you doing with infrastructure? What are you doing with education? These are things that mayors really talk about at the table because obviously they're going to move our community forward, and especially having big tech giants like this. I think cities like us and other cities, especially in the Bay Area, are a little more innovative because we're surrounded by these innovators. And so we're constantly hearing these exciting ideas that they want to bring to the table. But the cool thing is they're also getting extremely involved in cities and city process. I mean, one of the things we even joked about, I met with Tesla a couple weeks ago and I said, hey, where's our Tesla police cars? And they said, hey, we could do these amazing GPS systems. And so, I mean, that's the kind of innovation you're seeing out of companies like that.
All right, well, I'm going to hit on infrastructure and education when we come back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world, Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Reno, Hillary Sheevy, better known now as Mayor Tesla.
Yeah.
So you're talking with these other mayors, and they're asking you about infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's a big consideration here. What are your thoughts on infrastructure and where we should be heading when you look at the amount of jobs and people coming to this area?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think absolutely infrastructure is going to be essential. And we really have to, right now is the time to really look at the master plan and what we're doing with infrastructure, because I think this is one of those situations where it's going to happen so fast. And you know, this is government. Sometimes things take much longer, and the planning process takes much longer, and there's a lot of community input that goes into a lot of infrastructure projects. And being on the board of RTC, I've certainly learned firsthand what that's like. But I think that we have to be really diligent, but really prepared. And at the same time, I think, you know, that's always something that you have to balance.
Okay, but can I be specific? I mean, are you talking about roads? Are you talking about housing?
Right.
Mike Kaczmierski of EDON says you're going to need close to 40,000 40,000 new homes.
I know. Can you believe it?
No, actually, I can't. It's stunning. I mean, I do believe it, but it's stunning.
Yeah, it is. It truly is stunning. It's in every aspect, whether it's education or infrastructure or real estate or homes. I mean, home building, we've seen just in the last year, I believe, 1,500 more building permits at the city of Reno. And I think that's going to probably triple by next year.
Right, but that's not even going to keep up. I mean,
no,
if you need 40,000 homes,
mm-hmm.
You know, why do you think that the builders, the home builders, are holding back? Is it still the shock of the recession that's making them go, yeah, well, we kind of believe this, but, mm-hmm. You know, what if Tesla goes south, which is nonsense.
Right, right. Well, and I think, too, people were hit so hard. I mean, look at this is, you know, something that was, you know, people were comparing it to close to the Great Depression. People were really saying, wow, this recession has really hit us hard. Look at all the businesses that went out of business. And I mean, there were so many. And so I think people still are extremely, they're concerned about what that looks like moving forward. But I mean, you're really seeing it happen so quickly. I mean, I hear the builders starting to talk about how the prices are going up on materials already, so exorbitant. So, I mean, those are things that are of concerns as a city, because we still want to make Reno affordable and great quality of life. So everything still has to be a balance at the same time.
Where do you see the housing growth going?
Oh, I think the housing growth is going to be astronomical. If you talk to people in real estate right now, they're already saying, look, we just don't have enough inventory. We don't have enough. And so I think you're going to see builders just really ramp up. But again, they are still, you know, they're wary. We're not out of this quite yet. We're starting to get there. But I don't think it's something that we've seen a complete recovery at this point.
No, and I would agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, even though we're looking at these fantastic numbers, it's 2 to 3 to 5 to 8 years out.
Mm-hmm.
We had the chairman of the Lyon County Commission on, and he's looking at, you know, 1,000 jobs at the mine. But they're not tomorrow. There's still a lot of work to be done. You know, before we get to that point, are you ever envious as the mayor of Reno when you look at how Story County gets things done and approved and hands out permits?
Well, I think as a city, you're always envious of other cities that are doing things, you know, they expedite them much quicker. But I think when you look at what they're doing, I mean, they're a much smaller city. I mean,
When you have elected officials that sort of play the role of four different elected officials, sometimes that's a lot easier. We kind of joke and say, okay, that's the fire chief and the building planner and, you know, the permit process all in one. But I think the city of Reno's gotten much better. And one of the things that was really important to me that we put in was business first. And that's something where we really want to streamline the process when it comes to business. That was essential for me because that was originally one of the biggest reasons why I ran for office. Right. Because I was frustrated with the process. So this really is a hotline number that you can call and make sure that you actually speak to a person, because I think that's incredibly frustrating. And then they can track where you're at in the process of your building permits or your business license and things like that. So I think at the city of Reno, we're making great strides, but we also have to remember that we did lay off, I think, about 700 people. So that's pretty significant. So now we're really trying to ramp up and make sure that we have, you know, the staff to really support these kinds of things. Because now we're going into council meetings that are taking 12, 13 hours. So.
Wow. Now, yeah. This is one of the reasons I don't run for office.
A lot of people tell me that. How do you sit through that entire meeting? But, you know, I mean, it's fascinating because really we're seeing so many new faces come to council, and that's kind of exciting.
Let me ask you about what you thought when you heard the news that the Eldorado was buying out MGM's half of the Silver Legacy and all of Circus Circus.
Mm-hmm. I think it's exciting. I mean, they're really exciting. I think they're doing new things. They're really staying relevant. I think that's important in a property, especially we know gaming. At this time, we need to clearly diversify. And so they're really excited. I'm excited for them. I think it speaks volumes to what's going to, you know, come down. And I think you're going to see a lot of exciting things happen in downtown Reno.
You know, a lot of people, we've seen a lot of effort in downtown Reno over the last several decades. There are others that say, you know, we should be looking at other areas to promote as well. Right. What other areas would you like to see the city council looking at?
Well, I think it's important to promote, you know, the city as a whole. Let's not forget that. However, I do think downtown should be a main focus. It's the one place where tourists come, and also, you know, residents. When we live here, sometimes we like to take people that are visiting us downtown. And so it's some place that we really need to be proud of. So we still have to focus on downtown. And we put that $1 million blight reduction initiative that will really focus on downtown and some of those rundown motels. So you're going to see a huge shift on us focusing on downtown. But the other thing that's going to be critical, and it really is finally happening, is us merging with the University of Nevada and really focusing on a college town effort.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back and continue on that line. Okay. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction. 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
It's the off-the-wall invoice sale at Michael Hull Subaru. Invoices are posted on the wall to make car buying easy. Pick your new Subaru. Pull the invoice off the wall. That's the price you pay. No back-and-forth negotiations. Michael Hull Subaru on Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
Thanks for your help anyway.
What's wrong?
Looks like we won't have dental insurance when I retire.
What?
These guys are seeing.
It's a fact. 90% of Americans today lose their dental insurance once they retire. And Medicare just doesn't cover routine dental work. If you're without coverage or soon will be, you should give us a call. Physicians Mutual Insurance Company has affordable dental insurance to help pay for the care you need. Look, even a simple checkup can cost over $100. And other services like root canals or bridges can cost you hundreds more. But for as little as a dollar a day, we can help cover more than 300 procedures. Things like cleanings, fillings, crowns, even dentures. Plus, you can see any dentist you want. There are no networks, no deductibles, and no annual maximum. Call this number now for a free information kit with all the details about this affordable dental insurance. Don't get caught without the coverage you need. Take control of your dental health. Call now.
It's the off-the-wall invoice sale at Michael Hull Subaru. Invoices are posted on the wall to make car buying easy. Pick your new Subaru. Pull the invoice off the wall. That's the price you pay. No back-and-forth negotiations. Michael Hull Subaru on Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Reno, Hillary Sheevy. So right before the break, you started talking about the university. So the university's plan, as far as I understand it, is to come down from the university to the freeway and then allow private development from the freeway down toward the casinos.
Right.
Your thoughts on this, and I've got a suggestion.
Okay.
We need an Apple store in downtown Reno.
We would love that. We would like
and they need to have
more.
A place in downtown Reno to be able to get the benefits of their tax breaks. What's going on?
Well, that's the Tissera district, and right now they've been really talking about putting a lot of arts and culture in that area. And really the city will be pushing forward to see, you know, what is the master plan there, because we've been talking about that. And there has been some talk of an Apple store, and I think people would love that. And plus, being so close to the university, I think it would probably do very, very well.
I mean, couldn't we just build it and give it to them like they did in the good old days? I mean, they don't even have to spend any money, because it would just be not only such an instant success, you'd probably have to build another parking garage to handle the traffic.
Yeah, you would. You would. And I honestly think that that piece of property is really the sort of the gem of downtown. I think that is exactly the property that connects the university with downtown. So I think more than anything, that's another piece that the council has been very vocal about wanting to see something done. And certainly, like you said, you know, the tax opportunity right there as well.
Have you had a conversation with Apple?
I haven't directly, but I've been talking to the people that own the property, because we're really pushing for them to move forward with their plan. And, you know, that's something that right now it's blight. It's really becoming something that everyone's very concerned about. So we'll see what happens moving forward. But I also think the city is doing a lot of things right, and one of the things is the Innovation Center powered by Switch, and that's really exciting, whether it's for drone research or entrepreneurs. And that's what you want to do. You really want to accomplish making sure that the students are right sort of down in the city. And so just bringing them down off the hill is really going to change things. And it's already changed, you know, where we have Startup Row. You're seeing what they call the hipsters and a lot of the millennials. So that's really sort of become this new breed of energy and life down there. But you're also seeing tech startups right there being funded. There was a tech startup named Pinocchio that just was funded for $3 million. And so, and a matter of fact, a lot of those millennials that are working out of the collective are actually sort of working here in Reno, but work for companies also in the Bay Area. So it's kind of interesting to see them. They don't really have to commute anymore because technology is so advanced.
Yes, my producer, I never see her.
right, see?
let me ask you about this. You know, several people asked me when they knew you were coming on the show to talk to you about the homeless situation in downtown Reno.
Right.
Your thoughts? I mean, your predecessor did an awful lot in terms of trying to solve that problem.
Right, he sure did. I think it's one of those things that we have to really make sure that they are not forgotten. And so I think that, you know, there has been a lot of concern, especially with the businesses in the area and things like that. I think, you know, there is some talk of the county sort of taking that over, because they do provide sort of these essential services that the city doesn't provide. And we do feel like that they can probably provide some things that we can't. And so it's something that we are going to take a very, very close look at, because I also think that we could easily outgrow that campus. So, you know, there's also some talk about maybe moving part of the shelter to another location, and maybe keeping women and families down, you know, in this regular shelter. Or there's been a lot of discussion about it. And that's one thing, is that I was really instrumental in putting in a homeless task force. We've never had one. We have 72 boards and commissions at the city of Reno, and nothing for homelessness. And so now you're seeing a lot of people come together and make sure that their concerns are being addressed, because truly it's something we are very concerned about.
Let me ask you this. Your relationship with the county and the chairman of the county, are you comfortable with that relationship? And do you think that you're on the way to solving some of the problems that exist between the two bodies and especially the fire situation?
Right. Well, most people know that something that I'm incredibly passionate about is the fire situation. I think it's interesting to watch because the county and the city actually get along very well, but we are sitting there at the table and we seem to have some roadblocks, and they have some concerns, obviously, with our fire department, and we have concerns with their fire department, and, you know, quite frankly, we have to compare apples to apples, and we're really not. I think when you look at the fire situation, we need consolidation more now than ever. And I think certainly county residents need to demand that. They're paying for a service, and I believe that they're getting less. In the city of Reno, you'll get a four-man crew. If you call in Washoe County, you could easily get a two-man crew. We saw that happen in a very prominent fire. And so I think those are the things that I think, bar none, we have to provide the best fire service possible. And we're also having redundant services. And so obviously redundancy it will cost a lot more money. And then they're building fire stations on top of our fire stations. So it's something that I'm really pushing towards. And I just don't want to take no for an answer. I think the citizens deserve better when it comes to fire service.
Come back soon, will you?
Thanks so much.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
The Marshall Realty Difference. Everyone's asking us what we do and why we're different. And these are great questions. One, we have a team of 15 that are fully dedicated to your success. Two, we simply invest more money than anyone in marketing your home everywhere. Three, and most importantly, our proven marketing system to sell your home is very effective. This is why so many homeowners choose us to sell their home. Call today to experience the Marshall Realty Difference.
Your destination for the finest Mexican food in Northern Nevada is La Posada Real in Reno and Carson City. Family owned and operated, La Posada Real offers royal accommodations and undeniably the best tasting Mexican cuisine this side of any border. La Posada Real is the place to meet family and friends for great food, great times, and world famous margaritas. La Posada Real in Reno at Longley and McCarran, and now in Carson City at Retail Drive and College Parkway in the Walmart Shopping Center.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71 and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
On our next broadcast, we're going to be looking at Nevada history with author Stan Paher. We'll see you then.